السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brother, this is the holy month of Rabiul Awwal. This is the second week of Rabiul Awwal. And this is the blessed month in which the cream of the creation, the best of the people, most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reason of the whole creation, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was born. What was the purpose of his ba'asat? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down him into this world as the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the mercy and blessing for all the worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this world as the last and final messenger, but his task, his prophethood, his nubuwat and risalat is everlasting. There is no expiration date on his risal. Like previous Anbiya alayhim salam and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to come in this world for the temporary time period, for the specific region, or for the special kind of people. And as soon as the demise of that Prophet and Rasul, the departure of that Prophet and Rasul used to take place, his Sharia used to be expired. His book, divine scripture granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, used to be no more in practice. The new Nabi, new Rasul used to come with new Sharia. And this is how it used to continue until Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And then finally, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided to send down our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made him Khatimun Nabiyyin, the seal of the prophethood. He is the last prophet of Allah. After him, no one will come till the Yawmul Qiyamah. His risalat and his nabuwat, his prophethood, will continue till the Yawmul Qiyamah. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, La ana khatimun nabiyyin, la nabiyya ba'di. I am the seal of the prophethood, and there will be no prophet or messenger after me. So the Quran Majid, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that kalam of Allah, that speech of Allah, the Quran Majid, also everlasting book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not like the previously, whenever any scribe, divine scripture or the book of Allah used to be revealed on the specific prophet, used to be have the expiry date on it, meaning it was not protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the ahkamat used to be changed, and people used to alter and, you know, delete something from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it never used to be in the real form after the demise of that particular prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Holy Quran upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has taken the responsibility to protect this Holy Quran by himself. Allah ta'ala says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun," that verily we have revealed this holy book and we are going to protect it. So this is the Holy Quran, which is everlasting book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, granted to everlasting the nabuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be continuing until the last day, until the doomsday, until the Yawmul Qiyamah. Now this ayat which I have recited in front of you today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted the purpose or the task or the job and responsibility of this final messenger of Allah, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, "Huwa alladhi," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, "ba'atha fil ummiyin," who is sent down amongst illiterate people, addressing to the Arabs of the Saudi Arabia, the Quraysh, the first generation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started preaching and inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so first addressee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were these people. They were illiterate, they were not educated, they were not civilized. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, "Ba'atha fil ummiyin rasulan minhum," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made and chosen and selected from amongst them, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not like extraordinary personality. He was born in Makkah al-Mukarrama in front of their eyes, in the same family of the Quraysh, in the tribe of Bani Hashim. So amongst you, yatlu alayhim, what is the responsibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There are four responsibilities has been mentioned in this verse of the Holy Quran. Yatlu alayhim ayati. Number one, tilawat of the Holy Quran. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected and chosen our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his messenger. So when the Holy Quran started revealing, it was only revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So first duty and responsibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the messenger and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to recite, to make the tilawat of the same verses which used to reveal upon him day and night. Like it took 23 years for the whole Quran to be revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whenever Jibreel alayhi salam used to bring some ayat of the Holy Quran, or it used to be revealed directly upon the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a different ways of the revelation you will find in the book of Ahadith. But most probably Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam used to come and bring the revelations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first responsibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be that whatever ayat used to reveal upon him, immediately used to call the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and start, you know, tilawat of the Quran in front of them. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. So those sahaba radiallahu anhum, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Zaid ibn Thabit, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all these sahaba radiallahu anhum used to immediately start writing on something, and they used to memorize the ayat of the Quran at the same time. So that was the first duty, and this is how the whole Quran Majid was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he made the tilawat of the whole Quran in front of the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala alaihi majma'in. And the second duty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wayuzakkihim, to purify the ummah, meaning there are so many disease, internal disease, spiritual disease, like pride, arrogance, jealousy, you know, all this kind of disease, killing each other, hating each other. So the job of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, after reciting the Holy Quran, explain them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permit you people to do and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden you not to do. So tazkiyah, the purification of the hearts of the people, that was one of the responsibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third responsibility, my brothers, wa yuallimuhumul kitaba, then teach them the ayat and ahkamat of the Holy Quran. Whatever is to reveal in the Holy Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach the sahaba, used to explain them. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, bu'istu mu'alliman, I have been sent down as a teacher. My responsibility is to teach the ummah, to teach the sahaba radiallahu anhum, and then sahaba will teach to the others. So that's how it will continue until the yawmul qiyamah. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمْ الْكِتَابَ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the ahkamat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live our life and how we can achieve our success. It has been revealed in the Holy Quran. This is the only way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will like you to live your life. So that explanation used to be done by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala alayhi majma'in. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمْ الْكِتَابَ, and the fourth category is wal-hikmah, wisdom. What is, one is the knowledge, right? That you know something, you understand something. But the other thing above than that, knowledge, is the wisdom, the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden these things. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do, what is the wisdom and hikmah behind it, right? So that was the fourth responsibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then in other place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, ma atakum ar-rasulu fakhudhuhu wa ma nahakum anhu fantahu. Clear cut message. That whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, command you to do, you must do it. And whatever Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stop you not to do it, you should not do it. This is forbidden. Abstain from it. Refrain yourself from it. So do's and don'ts, pros and cons, has been revealed in the Holy Quran, and that was one of the responsibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to explain the people. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live. So whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has granted us and allowed us to do, we should do it. And whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has forbidden us not to do it, we should strictly obey, and then we should follow it. And then other place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed ayah, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul, that obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rules and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined with his ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no other prophet came in this world that who has this kind of, you know, honor and dignity, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has joined his name with the name of that prophet. Here in the ayat, in the same verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, ati'ullah, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creator, your sustainer. And then at the same time, ati'ur rasul, that you must obey your prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam too. And then on the other place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, man yuti rasula faqad ata Allah, that whoever obey rasul of mine, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is exactly obeyed me. Like I mentioned before also, that one ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونَ, that will be the third category. So ita'u of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is incumbent, it is necessary, it is must, we have to do it. So one is the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every aspect of our life. Whether we understand, whether we don't understand, whether we like it, whether we don't like it. But if it is the hukam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, blindly we have to close our eyes and we have to say sami'na wa ata'na. As sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in used to do, sami'na wa ata'na. Sometimes they never used to understand the wisdom behind it, but when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said final, there is no argument, there is no debate with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he is the Rasul of Allah. He, whatever he is saying, wa ma yantiqu 'anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified that whatever my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying is not saying from his side, but whatever he is saying, it is actually coming from my side, it's coming from me. So itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is as important and farz as itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then come to the third category. One is the ita'a, the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then more further is ittiba. There's the difference between ita'a and the ittiba. This Arabic word, this is the beauty of Arabic language. Every word has a different meaning. Obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is incumbent. It is farz, right? When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said you have to pray five times, we have to pray five times. The way Rasulullah shown us to pray, we have to pray exactly the same way. And all the hakamat of our life, we have to follow the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding all the ummatis to make ittiba' of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is the ittiba? Ittiba meaning following step by step. Someone is walking in front of you and you observe his footstep. And wherever he put his leg, his foot, footprint, you just go and follow the same path, step by step, behind him. You're not going this way, you're not going that way, but you're following and looking and observing every footprint, and you're just putting your foot exactly at the same place as you found your leader or your master is walking in front of you. That is called ittiba. And that is the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used for the shaitan also. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattabi'u khutwati shaitan wa man yattabi'u khutwati shaitan fa innal qadum fastanibu. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. There also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned same word of ittiba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us not to follow the footstep of the shaitan in David. Same. So what is the real thing, my brothers and my elders, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live our lives according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? And that's why in one of the hadith, very famous hadith, we hear over and over again that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. That you cannot be, no one can claim as a true believer until his desires, his lust, his likings come under my ittiba. Meaning, a person is liking something, but other side is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So immediately, he suppresses his own desire and he follow and prefer the hukam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this hadith, if you ponder, that you will find the same word of ittiba. See, taba'an lima jitu bihi. That he becomes totally obedient to my sunnah. My brothers, we all are claiming that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is part of our iman. Without the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one can achieve success. But what is the real ittiba, my brothers? Ittiba means we have to study the real seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what internal sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not going to question me outer sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because no one can match or no one can be perfect in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was Rasul of Allah. He had extraordinary power and nur
and blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot do that way. But we have the example. That was only we are required to do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانُ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That whatever we find in our daily lives, we just look and observe what how Rasulullah did and performed that act, internal act. That is what we are required. For that, we need to study the Sirat of Rasulullah. We are born Muslims, most of us. But if I ask the question, how many of us has read the Sirat of Rasulullah? Very few. And those who read may be read in their early days, and then after that they never opened it. See, so Sirat of Rasulullah, there are so many books are available in every language, Urdu, English, Spanish, whatever language is easy for you. Buy and purchase those books of Sirat of Rasulullah, authentic book of Rasulullah, Shama'il Tirmizi and all of those. And look how Rasulullah, every, as I said before also, every action of Rasulullah has been observed and recorded. You won't get any confusion that, oh, I don't know, this area or this avenue is dark. I don't know what Rasulullah did in this area. Even his personal life, even his private life is open. When door used to be closed at night, there were the Azwajul Mutahharat, the beloved wives of Rasulullah, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, they used to observe. And they used to mention, my Rasulullah slept like that. My Rasulullah read this ayah, this verse before he was sleeping. My Rasulullah woke up this time. My Rasulullah made wudu like this. My Rasulullah took shower like this. So those actions which were hidden from the public, but they were the Azwaj Mutahharat, beloved wife of Rasulullah, used to be in that time also with Rasulullah. So there was no moment in his whole life since he has claimed his prophethood that he was alone, aloof anywhere. Every time, everywhere, there was somebody and somebody accompanying Rasulullah. Whether it's a private occasion or is a public occasion. Rasulullah was never be alone anywhere. So entire day and night of Rasulullah, 24/7 of Rasulullah has been observed and recorded in the book of Ahadith. It is so easy and it is so perfectly has been mentioned. Now, what is the responsibility of you and me as Ummati of Rasulullah, as a lover of Rasulullah, that you study it, learn, go to the scholars, ask how Rasulullah used to spend his day, how Rasulullah used to spend his night, what Rasulullah used to do, how used to, everything you will find in the Hadith. And then try to obtain, try to inculcate, try to implement. And this is how that's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Live your life according to my Rasulullah's pattern and you will be successful. I'll be happy with you. I don't want anything else, but I want you to live your life according to my beloved Rasulullah. So that is the true claim of the love, that you must follow the footstep of our Rasulullah. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.